You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Free Edition, Case 165, Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. What could make a boy behave this way? This week on Lyrics Undercover, we visit West Hollywood in the late 1970s as we uncover the story behind Ricky Lee Jones' hit, Chucky's in Love. You might say Ricky Lee Jones was born bohemian. During a troubled childhood, she grew up in many different American cities. After getting kicked out of high school, she wandered the West Coast and eventually landed in Los Angeles, where she worked as a waitress, drank heavily, and occasionally performed in clubs, singing and doing monologues. Her unusual music and lyrics were heavily influenced by beat poetry and jazz. As part of the vibrant music scene, she befriended many fellow writers and performers and began a relationship with Tom Waits. Lowell George, the former singer for Little Feat, recorded one of Ricky Lee Jones' songs for an album. Her songwriting talent preceded her own performance by a few months, but in 1978, Warner Brothers Records, having heard her demo tape, signed her on to do an album entitled Ricky Lee Jones. The first single, an unconventional jazzy vocal, was an unexpected hit, and the man who inspired it was a fellow musician and resident of the Tropicana Hotel, where Ricky Lee Jones and Tom Waits were living. PLP is a children's game where one friend designates another a public leaning post. But here, it's the parking meter where Chucky no longer leans with his friend to pass the time. It's the first of many striking changes in his behavior. He stopped watching TV and hung a sign on his door. Furthermore, he's practiced speaking so he no longer stutters, and now he walks with a cool he never possessed before. He's even changed his clothes and combed his hair. The fabled Chuck E. is singer and songwriter Chuck E. Weiss, already an established member of the LA music scene long before the song was written. The real Chuck E. is particularly reluctant to change old habits. He famously did not leave his apartment building for one stretch of 3 years, and he drives everywhere because he hates to fly. Major changes in his behavior would definitely get his friends' attention.
I look in the pool hall. Well, is he here? I look in the drugstore. Is it here? No, it don't come here no more. Well, I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us down at the Pentatus.
They go looking for Chucky in the places he'd normally hang out, the pool hall and the drugstore. Listeners outside North America, take note, a pool hall is the place Americans go to play billiards, and a drugstore is a pharmacy, which still would have had a lunch counter or soda fountain at that time. The following verse cleverly rhymes the name of a theater, the Pantages, with contagious.
What's her name? Is that her dear?
Is He Here? Search for Chuck E. turns into Is That Her? But in the end, it's revealed that the singer herself is the one that he's in love with. All parties confirm that this little twist is just poetic license. Ricky Lee and Chuck E. were never more than friends. In fact, he says he was flabbergasted when she first played the song for him. Years later, he's somewhat amused that being the subject of Ricky Lee Jones' song is the thing for which he's known best, despite a career in the music business. Chuck E. Chuck E's In Love was a tremendous boost early in Ricky Lee Jones' career. The song went to number 4 on the pop charts in 1979 and landed her a Grammy for Best New Artist. Since that time, she's made many albums and earned more awards, mostly in the area of jazz, where her composing and vocal talents really shine. Ricky Lee Jones is still recording and recently embarked on a tour of the East Coast and Europe. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.